Let me be clear. We are not advocating bad governance or corruption or however you want to define it. Nor are we saying that governance does not matter. Nor are we opposed to good governance in the sense of improving governance. On the contrary, we would like to improve governance in many aspects of human affairs. What we are saying is that there is no clear or systematic evidence that good governance as an approach or a particular school of thought is necessary for development.
Sundaram believes governance improves with development, not the other way around. But there was a time, he says, when good governance was thought to be the answer to all development problems.
Good governance was touted as the great miracle cure for development failure and corruption, usually simplistically attributed to big government. And who likes corruption or the higher taxes associated with big government? And while we all want democracy or we want to be rid of corruption, development does not necessarily follow. And that is the problem.
Susan Woodward of the University of New York agrees. She wondered whatever happened to government instead of governance. There's evidence, she continued, that the good governance prescription weakens the state.
It creates government crises and is one of the primary causes of civil war and political violence in the last two decades. The causal mechanism does vary from one country to another. The Yugoslav case, for example, the political path of the Yugoslav case, and that in the case of Mali, are different. But we do know without a doubt that such armed conflict is bad for development.
On the other hand, journalist Daniel Kaufman says governance matters, and matters enormously.
I may have some points of agreement with my companions, but first, let me just say that by now the evidence, and not only the empirical research evidence, is just so compelling that governance matters and matters enormously. And not only for growth, but for many other socioeconomic, political, including issues of stability, political stability, security, and other variables.
Mr. Kaufman says good governance doesn't make an immediate measurable impact. It takes time.
The very robust results about governance mattering are in the medium to the longer term, and not always in the very short term. The transmission mechanisms and building institutions take time, and the impact of those better policies, better governance, and better institutions may take time until the results come.
At the end of the discussion, members of the audience were asked if their opinions on the subject had changed. An unscientific poll showed that the audience was split in its support. Half agreed with Jomo Sundaram and Susan Woodward, while the other half supported Mr. Kaufman's argument that good governance is necessary for development. Jerry Adams, United Nations.